In this new episode of the IoT Show, we have Hector from the IoT Central team. Will tell us everything about what are the latest features in IoT Central and what is announced today at Build. Hi everyone, this is the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we're talking Azure IoT Central with Hector. Hector, thanks for joining the show today.
My pleasure, Olivier. Hi everyone.
So Hector, what are you doing in the IoT Central team?
So I'm a principal PM in the Azure IoT Central team. And basically what my team does is we want to make sure we do all the features that have to do with making sure Central integrates with every other system and also providing the extensibility and personalization capabilities to make the Central apps your own.
So Hector, Azure IoT Central has been available for something like a year now, right?
Yeah.
So it's something that helps our customers, you know, build their IoT application.
Yep.
It's what we call our solutions platform for IoT applications.
Sure. Yep. The
big advantage of having a solutions platform is that we, Microsoft, can release features that customers can instantly benefit from.
Absolutely.
In their existing yep. apps and yep. future apps, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
we are permanently actually uploading stuff. So
absolutely.
And can you tell us a bit about the latest features yep. that have been added to IoT yep. Central?
Yeah, I think to your point, so over the last year, we've been having like thousands of developers building apps in IoT Central. It's been an awesome journey. And over the last few months, we've learned a lot. We listen to the customers all the time. And here at Build, we're presenting a bunch of like the new features that we've been adding recently to Central. And yep. we're adding a really like cool functionality. For example, we're investing a lot in doing custom rules and actions. So you can have experiences not only between Central, but also with some of the elements of our Power Apps platform, like yep. Microsoft Flow, Power Apps, Power BI, okay. et cetera. We're also adding a lot of like, you know, visualization and the ability to have multiple dashboards depending mm-hmm. on the persona that you have, et cetera.
Okay.
We're also doing a lot of connectors, right? Like when you talk about IoT, it's really, really important that IoT data actually goes meet where the business data is.
Yeah.
So do we have a lot of like continuous data export that you can mm-hmm. send data directly to your blob storage or through Event yeah. Hub as a service bus. So that's really cool. And finally, we're also been investing a lot on like the custom branding and personalization, right? Like a lot of our customers have told us, I really want to feel like when my operators use Central, they want to use the look and feel, they want their support links, they want their yep. brand, they want the logo. So that's what we've been up to.
Yeah, that sounds very much like IoT Central is actually ramping up super fast in the business, right?
Yeah.
Customers are getting to production.
Yeah.
So we need all these features. Can you show us some of them? Like I know that there's a very great now integration with Microsoft Flow, for example.
Yeah, I would love to.
Let's jump into
that. Why don't we start it? So I put together this like very simple demo. It took me like about like 5 minutes to build this custom yeah. dashboard that we see here.
5 minutes for Hector means like 4 minutes for you guys?
Yeah, or like 3.5. Yeah, absolutely. So when you go and see, for example, the device templates here, I have my Venden machines, right? So I could go ahead and add a new rule that would do something with the device data that is coming. So you can see all the different measurements that we have, the accelerometer, gyroscope, humidity, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go ahead and click on the rule side. In the rule side, I can just create, for example, a new rule.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, hey, based on the telemetry that's coming, mm-hmm. and I'm going to call it my new rule. And here I'm able to add all these new conditions. In this case, I'm just going to choose, for example, the temperature.
Okay.
I don't need any aggregation at this point, but if I wanted, I'd be able to use aggregation over time. Uh-huh. And I'm going to say, hey, when my temperature is greater than, let's say, 75 Fahrenheit,
okay.
and save it. And then a lot of actions pop up. So up till now, we had basic actions like ability to send email or webhook
yep.
or Azure Functions. But very recently, we've introduced Azure Logic Apps integration,
yep.
which is really, really a powerful PaaS Levis component in Azure. Yep. But we also have Microsoft Flow. Yep. And what we've done is we partnered closer with the Microsoft Flow team mm-hmm. to actually create an embedded experience within Central.
So you don't need to get out of the IoT Central application experience
no.
to work on
exactly.
your flow.
You okay. can actually work on your flow. You can create your flows over there. You can define the diggers. And as you can see, we also have curated a bunch of templates just for Central.
Okay.
So for example, in this particular one, I could just say, hey, run a custom action, or create a connected field service alert, or uh-huh. I can push a notification. Or for example, if I pick like post a message to your Teams, I will be able to go immediately create a rule from Teams.
Yep.
So you can see how I'm authenticated, and then I click on continue. The system has detected the application and the rules I can have, and as well, Flow is able to detect my configuration of Teams, so I will be able to choose my team. So I want to send it to my fellow PMs. I want to send a bunch of notifications so
they're gonna love you.
They're gonna love me. Exactly, and I'm gonna choose the demo channel. And I will be able to pick the message, right? So if I save this, I can save it, and then my rule will be ready to go. And as you can see, it's taking me, again, like very, very short time, and a really powerful integration between both IoT Central and Microsoft Flow.
Yeah, and I noticed in the way, actually, when you were going through the process of creating the rule, that we have way more options in the dropdowns for selecting the type of telemetry, but also the aggregation of the data and so on.
Yeah.
Can you bring up the conditions again real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
So that way we can actually dive a bit deeper into that and explain a few of the things that are up there, because I think it's really interesting. So in the measurements here, you have tons of things and properties that you didn't have in the beginning, right?
Right now, basically, you can trigger an alert based on the change of a device property, right? So that's really cool, because a lot of our folks have been telling us, I don't necessarily want to do an action based on what's happened to the device they're sending, but actually, has a device changed? It's something that the operator should care about in the property of the device. So now we're actually making it really, really easy.
Yeah.
And as you can see, we're exposing all the properties the device model has, so builders can actually go and do it.
Yeah, and then when you put the threshold in, actually, there's something interesting that happened. Is actually same thing. We had actually that pup that was actually proposing, various options. You put a threshold of 75, but then in the dropdown you had other options in the threshold, or about actually temperature alert threshold and things like that.
Absolutely. So like right now we've actually configured this pre-canned threshold, so operators don't really have to think about what measurement do I want and et cetera, and they just kind of go ahead and just click it immediately.
Awesome. So interesting that the IT Central platform becomes more and more sophisticated, but for the final user, it's super seamless, intuitive.
The way we're thinking about Central is think about it as an IoT app platform, right? Like you can actually start from something and then continue adding more and more functionality. You can now connect the platform world with the platform as a service components in Azure. Yeah. You can continue to use Microsoft Flow and other components. So we're really seeing a lot of traction, a lot of excitement from folks, and it's really good to be here discussing all this with these developers.
Love it. I think we'll deep dive into more of these topics, right? I think there's a few more announcements that we're doing here around IT Central new features. So can you tell us a bit about what are these new features are added today at Build?
Yeah, so first of all, really, really important, we're announcing the integration between IoT Plug and Play and Azure IoT Central.
Okay.
So for those of you who are not familiar, IoT Plug and Play is the new way to make devices connected to Azure IoT way easier, right? Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of great work with OEM and ODM partners, so they had adopted, and we think it's going to be a significant breakthrough in the way people think about building their device applications and connecting it to the cloud.
Yep.
So
we have an episode of the IoT Show actually.
Oh, awesome.
Publish at the same time.
That's great.
As this one that you guys can go check it out just after.
So basically, by having IoT Plug and Play connected into Central, that means that in a matter of less than 5 minutes, you're able to connect your device, start sending telemetry, the system will be able to recognize the properties, the command, what everything's ready. So the operator just has to familiarize themselves with the device and get ready to act on it.
Awesome. Anything else noticeable?
Yeah, we're also also releasing the ability to do custom branding.
Okay.
So I guess we're discussing a little bit before.
Yeah.
I'm happy to tell you how it looked like.
Well, let us see the personalization of your IT Central application.
Yeah.
I agree with you. If all IT Central apps look the same, it's not easy to actually sell that to your customers
Absolutely.
As an app. Yeah.
And this is only the beginning, right? We're planning to continue investing in personalization, not only through out-of-the-box UI, but also in the future, we plan to add the right extensibility so you can build your own mobile apps and things like that. But for now, I would love to show you this. So right now, I don't want to make any changes. So right now, this is the app. And as you can see, all the apps have this gray-based banner that is Microsoft style. And what I'm going to do is, as an administrator, I'm just going to go here and I'm going to change I'm going to click on Customize Your Application.
Okay.
And I can just select an image.
Okay.
I can put the Contoso, I'm going to put the Contoso logo.
Okay.
And I'm going to select another image for the favicon just for the sake of it.
Yep, because it's the IoT Central default one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get to pick my color.
Okay.
For this, and I believe this one's my favorite blue.
Okay.
So I'm going to match it with blue.
Okay.
And I just click on save. And what's happening is all of a sudden your application looks your corporate color brands as well as your accent colors. So then it makes it like really, really attractive, you know, for a lot of like corporate companies and things like that.
And recognizable.
Yeah.
Like you actually put your brand in there and it's way more recognizable.
Let me actually show you something really cool. If you go back here, you can actually also customize your help. So like out of the box, like this little help toggle here that we have on the top right, they bring like the out of the box Microsoft help, right? But what if an operator wants to use their own support?
That supports their own one.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So you'll be able to like just maybe get started. You want to go to like, you know, Contoso, right?
Yeah.
So you can just.
Or the IoT show.
Now you need help with the IoT show, you can just do it. So look, you can just like remove the many links you want. I'm just gonna remove those links because they talk about Central.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna keep
the
this one.
Contoso one. Okay.
So if I save them
instantly,
I just see this one support.
Awesome.
And we've been seeing consistent feedback that for operators, this is something really important.
Yeah.
Right? Because they need to know exactly where to go.
Yeah. So in the same vein, so personalization actually, and as you were saying, this is just the beginning. So right now we're actually putting some level of branding with color and logos, but there's going to be way more coming soon.
Absolutely.
There's another feature in terms of like personalization, which is interesting, is the multiple dashboards actually as well, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. It's been published very recently.
Yeah, absolutely. So like if I click, for example, on my dashboard, this is the one I have for my refrigerator tree, but I will be able to create just a brand new dashboard here.
Yep.
I can just start from scratch and, you know, like I'm just not going to do it because it takes a while, but like I will be able to save a new one and then I'll be able to toggle back and forth between the different dashboards.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hector, this is a nice sneak peek into, you know, new features and more coming. You'll be back, and we'll have more of the IoT Central team back on the IoT Show for the deep dive episode. It's coming a couple weeks from now.
Yep.
There's going to be with Pamela. Don't forget, we're going to add a link in there to subscribe for that deep dive, because we're going to actually go see what it really means to go customize, leverage all these integration points of IoT Central to create your IoT applications.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Awesome. Hector, thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me, Olivier.
Okay, and guys, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for watching again. See you soon.
Cheers. Bye.